The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brom. Purdue visits Indiana on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Okay. Well, we're excited for this upcoming week. Hopefully our guys have a great week of practice. It's a very festive week, Thanksgiving, and I know we're all happy to be a part of that. But this is rivalry week for us, and we play a great Indiana team that will be jacked up and ready to play on their home turf, and we're going to have to come ready to play. But we're excited about being able to play in a rivalry game with a lot on the line, and the winner will get to advance.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in the queue. Following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Mike DeFabo, CNHI.
Hey, Jeff. David Blau was recognized as a finalist for the Werfel Trophy yesterday. I'm curious, just what have you learned about David Blau's character, and what has he meant from an intangible standpoint in your program?
Well, I know as far as being a finalist for that award, it's a tremendous honor and recognition for him, and he deserves every bit of it. He, without question, exemplifies the perfect example of a student athlete that cares a great deal about other people, his university, his teammates, people in the community. He's always willing to serve. That's kind of what he lives his life about, is serving others. At the same time, he loves to compete and play football, and that's a goal of his, to be as good a player as he possibly can and help this program win. But when he's not doing football, his goal is to serve others, and he lives exactly what he preaches. And I don't think I've coached a more all-around football player that genuinely does things to the 10th degree that David does, because he is a extremely thoughtful, caring, and passionate person about serving others.
Thanks, Jeff.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Coach. Thanks for asking. Coach, with the emphasis on targeting, and rightfully so, in college football right now, and the limited number of padded practices you can have, has tackling become a lost art?
You know, I don't think it's become a lost art. Now, are you able to practice live tackling in the greatest detail as you could before? Probably not, but I do think there are other methods to get that across. I think there are other methods to practice it in a way where you're not taking people fully to the ground. So, you know, I'm all for the safety of the game and our players, and I think it's just an adjustment we all have to make. And while it's, while it doesn't give the opportunity to practice it live full speed, it definitely takes care of the players, and I think you can work within that to still be a good tackling team.
Thank you, Coach. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
You too.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press 1.
Coach, thank you for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Yes, sir.